Well, they have done it in a few instances. They've done it, but it's the conditions have to be exactly right for them. They don't take on people just for the sake of competing. They take on people head on because they believe that they have an opportunity to win market share and sustain it. So one of the things they look for are the availability of gates at underserved or underutilized airports. They look for the right mix of business and leisure travel. They look for opportunities to establish their brand in markets where in essence they perceive a weakness on the part of the existing competitors, and they're very, very methodical and meticulous about their entry into markets. I mean, they don't. I'll use an example other than Southwest. I mean, the last sort of head-to-head competition that we now have some results on was the entry by AirTran into Milwaukee, and it was fought rather it was resisted by Midwest, but at the end of the day, it looks to have been a very successful venture on the part of AirTran. In other words, they're basically now capturing a large share of the Milwaukee market, which had before that really been pretty much a Midwest Express or Midwest Airlines market, but they did that because it made sense for them and because they perceived a weakness in the competition there, and candidly, Milwaukee's close enough to Chicago. It wasn't considered a major market anyway, in the sense that it was people from the north side of Chicago could be induced to drive a little further to go to Milwaukee to catch flights, but it was more regional market than a national market there.
Sure. So that would be like a Southwest flying to Manchester, New Hampshire instead of Boston, but people.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I mean, traditionally Southwest doesn't go head to head against major established networked carriers in heavily utilized airports. So, for example, in Chicago, Southwest established themselves in Midway as opposed to O'Hare. That's not to say they don't fly into some major airports. They do. They fly into LAX and they fly into other major airports. But in the New York market, for example, they go into Islip. They're very careful about how they choose to enter a market, and they choose to do it on their terms, on the terms of the either the existing competitors or the airports.
Sure.